It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station.
The expression, for all intents and purposes, has become for some folks an expression about purposes that are intensive, as opposed to purposes that are not intensive.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rena.
Well, we got a chuckle from a social media post called 25 Funny Things Adults Say. And these things actually have a name. What is that?
They do. When you sent this to me and I looked at the list, I thought a good number of these are eggcorns. And eggcorns, spelled E-G-G-C-O-R-N, is an expression that was created by linguists in 2003 on the Language Log, which is a great blog about language, if folks want to check it out. And an eggcorn describes a spontaneous reshaping of an expression that makes sense given the meaning of the expression. And the term eggcorn comes from that kind of reshaping of the word acorn. And when people hear that, some people reinterpret it as an eggcorn because it's kind of shaped like an egg. And it has a seed. It gives birth to something.
And some of these are really funny.
They are. Well, you have for all intensive purposes instead of intents and purposes. Then one of my favorites is that instead of curling up in fetal position, one curls up in feeble position.
I love this, and I do it all the time.
And because, of course, when you're in fetal position, you're in a position that's weak and vulnerable, as in feeble.
Here's one I like. Nip it in the butt.
Exactly. As opposed to nip it in the bud. And I was reading about this and someone pointed out that really you do want to nip it in the butt early because otherwise it will come back and bite you in the you-know-what.
Ah, got it. Some other ones, Anne?
We get a reinterpretation of one and the same into one in the same, which you can imagine you can make sense of as an expression. Some folks have reinterpreted cutting off one's nose to spite one's face as cutting off one's nose despite one's face.
Yeah, we can't help what our face is sometimes. There's also extract revenge.
There is. Instead of exact, then doe-eyed, which originally referred to deer, but some people have reinterpreted as referring to dough, the material one would bake with, because, of course, that's soft, not fully formed. So clearly that is how you are dough-eyed.
And there are lots and lots of these. If someone wants to see more, is there a place where they can do that?
They can. If they go to the Eggcorn database, they can find lots of examples and they can contribute their own.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much, Anne. Always fun.
Thanks, Rena.